Ever wonder what it would be like to live in a world where there actually was peace and harmony between everyone and nature? We're going to talk about pure vision today on The Spiritual American. We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Welcome back, everyone. Today's an interesting topic. We're going to be talking a little bit about pure vision, and then we're going to go right into a guided meditation. We are so used to seeing things in a certain way. All the contexts of our life, all the activities of our life, language that we speak, the nationality that we have, the culture that we're brought up in. We're so used to seeing everything in that way. What would it be like if all of that was gone? What would it be like on Earth? What would it be like to be alive without all of that? So we're going to practice a little bit of a guided meditation to try to see what it would be like. The basic premise of the pure vision is that I am soul conscious. That means that, like I just said, I'm not really aware of all those other things. I'm not aware of the body. I know the body's there, but I'm not thinking about it. It doesn't matter to me whether the body's male or female. So I don't have all that conditioning about male or female. I would be moving around and seeing other people as souls, and I'm not seeing any of their characteristics either, really. So what would it be like? So we're going to use nature as an example too in the meditation, and just a quick preview. Imagine if you were an animal or something, a wild animal, and what would it be like just to be an animal? So we're going to practice a little bit. Because it is possible to have a pure vision in life. It is possible to have pure context to live in. We are living in a world that is working fine. The physical world, I mean, the earth and the nature and everything is working just fine. So what is it in our minds? Can we live without all that other stuff? So let's practice. Let's go on this little example, this little journey, and see how we feel and see if we can have an experience of having pure vision in life. So, sitting quietly, let your body relax in the chair. And we're now going to go on a journey. We're going to visualize and imagine and have an experience. First of all, bring my attention to the center of the forehead, right here, and imagine a tiny point of light, a sparkling star in the center of the forehead. I am the soul. I am the living consciousness. My nature is peace. Now I'm going to imagine that I am that little star and that I'm floating around, maybe floating through the sky, floating through space, floating through a nature scene. Just imagine a little sparkling star floating. And we're going to play a game of what would it be like. So imagine I'm just a little star floating, and maybe I see a beautiful hawk, let's say, or an eagle. Let's say I see a beautiful eagle in a tree by a beautiful lake, and I'm the little star floating around, and I'm going to go and go inside that eagle just for a moment. So now I'm the soul inside this eagle. Now I'm not an eagle, so I'm just trying. I'm trying something. I'm going to experiment. What do you think the eagle is thinking and feeling? And what is it that the eagle sees? The eagle is looking around at the water, at the sky. No thinking. Eagle is connected to nature, connected to the energy around it. Eagle does actions based on its species, based on its instincts. Okay, now gently pull yourself out of the eagle. You're floating around again. The little point is floating around. Now, let's go down. As I'm floating around, I'm noticing the elements. I'm not going into the elements, but I can sense the elements. I can sense water. I can sense the sky, the land, fire. And as I can sense those elements, I'm noticing the harmony of all the elements in nature. And I can feel that inside myself. Just feeling the harmony of all the different elements working together. I feel a profound silence also in my being. I'm still the little star floating around. Now I can imagine that there's a little baby somewhere. And I can imagine going into this little baby. The baby's still there. I'm not taking over or anything. I'm just going in to see what it feels like. I'm a little star inside the baby's body. And I feel, what's it like to be a baby? Again, what would it be like to be a baby again? So sensitive to my surroundings. So gentle, with a heart wide open. Hey, gently leave that experience. Now I'm floating around again. Now I'm going to come back to my own body here. So the little star is now coming back to my own body. As I come back to my own body, you may feel that other thoughts and energies may want to come and fill the space inside you. Try not to let any other feelings come in. You are peaceful, spacious, harmonious, gentle, sensitive. And now imagine, even though you're sitting still, imagine that you're getting up and walking with that awareness. Looking at the chair, looking at the window. Look out the window, see the plants and animals. I can just see I'm not having any thoughts, but I'm totally present and sensitive to the energies of the environment. There's silence there too. Just notice that my energy is in my own being. My attention is in my own being, but I am able to participate and be sensitive and part of the environment. So take a deep breath, inhale. And exhale, and begin to prepare to come back. Sitting back in the chair, your awareness is back in the chair. Bring your energy forward into your face. Move your fingers and toes and come back to waking awareness. And we're back. So that was a creative way to experience pure vision. And it's funny because purity, what does purity mean? Purity means that you're that is the essence of whatever it is with nothing else. So practice for yourself. If you like that meditation, practice for yourself. Practice going into a different animal or a different thing or nature or different ages of bodies or something. Like, practice being free and practice being gentle and practice being able to experience naturally. It's purity. So pure vision, pure experience, pure context is all about understanding that I'm a soul and being sensitive and open to the environment. So think about that this week and you can practice. So I'll leave it there. Remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.